Welcome to A Bite of CS, Computer Science Education Conversations. I'm Bridget Castelluccio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Corey Rogers. This is episode 3. So what for today? We're going to take a step away from the big book of pedagogy to focus on the standards. Iowa adopted CSTA's computer science standards for K through 12 learners in 2018 and passed House File 2629 in 2020, which included requirements for districts to plan for a delivery of K through 12 CS instruction. We're going to focus on the CSTA standards progression document, which you can find on the CSTA website at csteachers.org or by using the link in the show notes.
We think what's most important for listeners to understand is that computer science is much more than coding, and the standards reflect that. So the computer science standards are split into 5 concept areas. One of those is coding, but the other 4 are not. Those standards are about computing systems, networks and the internet, data and analysis, and the impacts of computing. There are 7 practices built into the standards, and they're organized by grade bands. So we're going to dig in with our guest, Joan, to learn about how she's using those standards in her library.
Today, we're joined by Joan Hippen, the K-12 teacher librarian, a K-5 computer science teacher, and 9-12 one-to-one coordinator at Washington Community Schools. Joan, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, that takes up a lot of my time right there. This is my 30th year in education, so doesn't seem quite possible. Also, my 30th year being married, so that's fun. My husband is also a teacher in the Washington Community Schools, and I have 2 daughters. One teaches 8th grade at Clear Creek Amana. She teaches 8th grade English, and my other daughter teaches 3rd grade at Clear Creek Amana. So a family of teachers. So that's kind of what I do when I'm not at school.
You mean you're not at school because you have a title like that? It sounds like you're just always at school, Joan.
It feels like I'm always at school, or that I always should be at school. How's that?
So we're excited to have Joan here today because Joan has done a ton of computer science standards with us. We feel really fortunate to have gotten to dig into that. And I would say that Joan and her colleagues at the Washington Community Schools were really instrumental in helping us fine-tune the tools we use to help teachers understand the computer science standards, and then also helping the statewide AEA computer science team refine some resources and templates we created to help teachers unpack the standards. So we've invited Joan here for this really sexy standards conversation today. So hopefully we can keep it jazzy. How's that? So Joan, before we jump into kind of like what we experienced and what we did together, I'm curious what computer science looked like in your library before Iowa adopted computer science standards.
Well, the really easy answer is there was nothing. There was nothing before Iowa adopted those CS standards. And I remember the first time being invited to the meeting that the AEA was having was, Joan, you need to come along because you're going to be doing it for elementary. Okay, so another hat that I'll wear. I don't really know what it looks like, but sure. And I remember the very first meeting I went to was like maybe a week and a half before COVID hit, and then the world quit, and then we picked back up, and here we are. So it really was non-existent, at least in the elementaries for certain. There was probably a little bit more going on in the high school, but not anywhere close to where we're at right now. So, and the middle school had nothing either. So,
and you were voluntold, which at least in Iowa is not uncommon to have people kind of come to us and say, since 2018, like, I've been told, help.
Right. And it made sense for it to be me because it's not a secret in our district that technology is my thing, computers are my thing. And so it was an easy yes. And it's honestly a hat that I really love wearing. So it's not been a hard hat to wear. It's just been another hat to wear and trying to juggle and figure out how it all fits in and how it all works. And I am by all means not an expert, but we've done a few little trials and errors this year, and we can only improve because, yeah, so, but, yeah, so, yes, I was voluntold, but honestly, I probably would have volunteered had it not, had I not been voluntold, but honestly, I had no, like, zero idea what was about to come down the pike. I'm still not completely sure. I completely have my head wrapped around it, but thanks to these two sitting right here on the other side of the computer, I feel a whole lot better about things. So,
well, I was just like you, Joan, before this role. Did a little bit of Hour of Code, but also that innovative teacher. But I did not know that there were standards until I became a digital learning consultant. So I think it's just, as educators, we're continuous learners, and this is just another avenue of learning, and it really helps our future of our kids. And huge passionate for bringing it to that elementary level to build that progression and pipeline. So that leads us into our next question. Could you share a little bit about Washington's process with computer science and how you had a team engage in the standards as a district?
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like what you just said, when I first went to that meeting, didn't even dawn on me that there would be standards involved. Like, that was not like even on my radar. And in fact, I went to a few meetings and still didn't have any idea. And then it was like, oh, I bet there's going to be standards here. And honestly, I was, for lack of a better way to say it, I was scared to death because I've been out of the classroom. This is my 12th or 13th year in the library. And unfortunately, I'm the district librarian, so there's not more than one of me. So I have not had library standards that I've had to worry about, for lack of a better way to say it, because I can't teach K-12, I can't teach in the library the way that I would like to. And it is what it is. That's another topic for another day. But I did not know, like when I taught 12 or 13 years ago in the classroom, we did not dig into the standards anywhere close to what I learned how to do with the computer science standards. Like, it was just like they were there, and it was almost like it was a thing on the shelf. And I hate to say that, but it kind of was like it wasn't there. I knew there was tons of unpacking going on because my husband teaches fifth grade, and so he was doing it, but I was just never part of that. And so I'll be honest, I was scared to death when like standards was brought up, because I just didn't know what I was doing as far as standards work goes. And I certainly didn't know how I was going to contribute to the conversation, because I'm not part of, I'm not in the classroom any longer. So I mean, it was kind of like a big aha moment. Like, this is something that I cannot do on my own. Like, I can't, even if somebody wants me to do it on my own, I can't do it on my own. So I was so thankful that the AEA had a framework set up for us. And then we invited some other K-5 teachers to be part of it so that they could help to fill in the huge gaps of knowledge that I had, because I just don't know. I have been out of the classroom too long to have known that. So that's kind of how we started. And so I was really happy that there was, first of all, a computer science team. And then second of all, that the district was willing to bring along some of the teachers. And once the teachers figured out that it wasn't going to be another thing added to their plate to have to teach, that I was going to be doing that, it made it a whole lot better, because it was way easier for them to say, oh, sure, I'll help you know what we're teaching as long as you're going to teach it and I'm not going to be responsible for doing that. So not that they don't want to teach it, it's just that their plates are so, like, they're overflowing as it is. Like, trying to add one more thing was just not going to be, it was not going to be a good thing for our district to throw that at our teachers, even though it's, you know, I think it would be good. It's just not the right time for that right now. So that's kind of how it all started, as far as like how the team engaged that. And then I'm the elementary, and then there's a middle school, and then there's a high school. So the middle school and high school, the three of us work together well, and we can kind of fit those pieces together. And then Our high school one was a former science teacher, so he's taught science, or he was teaching science at the time, so he could fill in those gaps. And then I'm not completely sure where the middle school fit in there too. That's a little fuzzy to me how that all happened with all of that. So I apologize for not knowing completely an answer, but that's a lot of words to say. Here we are, and I'm feeling really good about where we're at.
Yeah, and I think what was really interesting about the process too, Joan, is that the elementary, the middle, and the high school were able to kind of move at their own pace. So like you're saying, I felt like elementary, because you had those teachers to collaborate with, you all kind of really moved quickly. Mm-hmm. And your high school teacher, because of his background, was able to kind of move quickly. And then your middle school teacher, it took a little bit more time mm-hmm. because he didn't have as much background knowledge, but we were able to make it work. And I think it was really nice, at least from our point of view, because we were able to kind of see how they all connected. Mm-hmm. And I felt like kind of being there with you all, that you were able to learn together and kind of share what you knew with each other to build that knowledge. So I thought it was really fun to kind of be with all of you, but I am kind of nerdy. So, you know, calling standards fun doesn't seem like it's real wise, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So I'm curious, Joan, because now you're teaching, right? And you're in there with those elementary kids. So maybe talk a tiny bit about how you've chose to implement the computer science in Washington, because you are the teacher librarian. And so finding time has been a challenge that you've met. But then also maybe once you've done that, if you'll share some ways you've used those standards in your mm-hmm. classroom.
Well, it was really overwhelming, to be honest with you, at first when I started figuring out, like, where am I even going to start? Because there's been some really cool things that I've learned, you know, over the few years that I've been doing this. And it was like, I want to do this. But like, these kids were starting from absolutely nothing. Like, they have no computer science background at all. And so, yes, I could have jumped in, but I really, really, really wanted to give them as great of a foundation as possible. And so I chose to use code.org because I remember in the training that I've had, code.org talks that if you do the whole, their whole module, what is it called? Their whole
course. So the elementary courses, yeah.
If you do the whole course and you hit all of the lessons, that you're going to hit all of the standards. So I felt really good that somebody else had done kind of that legwork that I didn't have to, because time is not necessarily my friend. And so that's where I started. And so I was able to work with all the second graders and fifth graders so far this year in our district. And I'm very thankful that code.org doesn't call it a kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grade program. They call it course one or two, or course ABC, because I was able to start my fifth graders on course C, which is really a second grade level. They had absolutely no idea that they were on a second grade level. And then I started my second graders on course B. I chose not to do A because A is really, really, really simple. And I started there, and it's really interesting. My fifth graders, like, they struggled at times. There was a lot of struggle, and there were so many times that I so wanted to say, guys, this is a second grade curriculum. I didn't, but I really wanted to say that. So, but it'll be really interesting to see. So like my current second graders will be third graders next year. So I'd really like to make it work so that I could do course C with them. And, you know, so I don't think it's going to take very many years for the kind of the playing field to level out, and they're going to kind of be where they're supposed to be, because I think that they're going to be able to make up some lost time from where, you know, but I had to start someplace. And so that was how I felt confident that I was meeting the state need or the state requirements to teach computer science. And because it was in grade bands, I knew I could just, as long as I hit second graders and fifth graders, then anything else was just going to be a bonus. So I'm trying really hard to be able to work with those guys, but it does become a challenge because there's so much built into the day for our teachers that I couldn't be part of that. So I had to work into the special schedule. And so actually I don't know if this is where you want me to go into that, but there's a, in both elementaries, there's a computer time that's built in. And so in speaking with our principal at with my fifth graders, there's a time that the teachers are required to stay in the room with their kids during a specials time, during their keyboarding time. And by the time they get to fifth grade, they've been doing keyboarding a lot. And so it kind of just becomes a management thing and stuff. So, I had a great conversation with the principal I just simply asked if I could go into the classrooms at that time, because number one, the teachers had to be there. So then they were going to get the computer science learning along with their students, but not having to have taught it. And so that worked out really, really well. It didn't hurt that my husband is also a fifth grade teacher. you know, he could just tell the team, and it was a brand new team, that was the way it's going to happen. But, you know, you got to use things to your advantage at some point as well. So, but I had nothing but positivity from the fifth grade team, that they really liked being able to see computer science in action without having to learn it themselves. And then as long as they listened to my little lesson, then they were able to help their kids and work through questions and stuff. So that part was very, very good. And I felt really good about how that looked. It just takes so long, like, to get through every lesson. And if you're only doing it once a week, that it just feels like it drug on forever and a year. Even though it was, you know, basically just about 9 weeks or so. So, and there was some lessons that I had to skip just because we were simply going to be probably still in the lessons right now if I hadn't done that. So, I had to kind of pick and choose, but, so that's how I made it work in fifth grade. And then in second grade, they have, computers time. And so, they have an associate that goes into the classrooms, and they're doing either Lexia or Dreambox. And so that was, not that that's not an important curriculum, but we were able to use that time for me to go in. So then they weren't missing their library stuff with their reading and makerspace that we have built into our 3-5 building, and then the library time in our K-2 building. So we were able to kind of make it work. And so, and the kids loved it in both grades. So it was very, very, very cool. But again, it just, because you can only do it once a week, it just drags it out. So like, if I could be in there and like, if I could be in the classroom every single day for, you know, 2 weeks, we could have been done in 2 weeks versus, which seemed like took, you know, 9 to 12 weeks. So, mm-hmm. So not ideal, but we're still trying to figure all that out. And then, so that's why I chose code.org, because I knew that it hit every standard and I just needed a place to start. So
I love that. And I like how, I feel like we talked about it a lot, but I love that you're sharing that you kind of like, when you think about the progression chart from CSTA, we have some teachers from Monticello that call it the pretty chart, which I love. but when you look at that progression, I love that you did this, that you kind of pushed down, because your third through fifth graders hadn't had the K-2 content yet. And that's what I really like about the standards being grade banded, but then also kind of looking at that progression document, because then you're able pretty easily to go like, okay, I know I've got to fill this. So we're going to push back, knowing pretty soon you'll be able to push forward with those standards. That's great. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like kind of digging into the standards helped you to feel more confident teaching those lessons?
Oh, for sure. Because like, I would have just been teaching lessons just to be teaching lessons. Like, I wouldn't have known what was the background that was there. So yeah, 100%, you know, as kind of like, oh my goodness. And honestly, I'm still not completely done unpacking them, but I can do it every so, you know, little bit by little bit. And I feel like I feel like I know what I'm doing more, and probably because I've taught it, that definitely helps as well. So, I know it's a work in progress and such, but yeah, the standards work was very, very beneficial and very necessary, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And I think, Joan, one thing that our audience should know is that Washington did an audit with the tools, like really kind of looked and tried to make those natural connections to take some things off your plate as well. There's a lot of connections within data and analysis that fit in with math curriculum and science curriculum. When you look at those K2 bands, like knowing what a mouse is. And those are some things now that we have technology so integrated in the elementary classroom, that was, I think, helpful so that you could start to really look more targeted at lessons that you wanted to do.
Right, right. I have one story that I'll share that I think is really critical because I didn't, it would have been an easy one to have skipped over. And that was the internet safety part that's at the beginning of all the code.org lessons. And we started with that. And I remember the second grade, the second graders were so intent with that. And so telling them that they couldn't, that they weren't supposed to put their first and last name out there and all of this stuff. And I wish I could completely remember, but I just remember I had a parent email me and I thought, oh man, like, you know, usually sometimes you get scared when you get emails. It's not a good email. And this mom said that her son had seen me in the community and was waving. And then she said, well, who is that? Because she didn't recognize me. And he says, well, that was Mrs. Hippen, my computer science teacher. Oh, she says, my son talked for like 10 minutes straight, like without me even getting a word in edgeways. And he was telling me all the ways to stay safe on a computer. And he was like telling me in the language that I had used and stuff. And she says, I just want you to know that it's such an important topic that, you know, I'm so glad that the school is not like skipping that really important piece with it. So I thought, you know, I was so happy that she emailed me that because it's like, you know, I really wanted to skip that lesson, but it was so very important. So, and it was because if we can start when they're in second grade and they can see that, maybe we won't have as many issues when they're in high school that I'm seeing now with some of the things, you know, if they can just remember, well, remember when Mrs. Hippen was in there and she told us not to, you know, share our password or to put our first and last name on the internet and kind of like everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten, everything I need to know I learned in computer science, maybe.
Oh, I love that. We need to write a book like that. That's great. Yes. Oh, I love it. And I love that he identifies you as a computer science teacher.
Right.
Oh, that just gives me the warm fuzzies. I love it. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
So, Joan, you have done a lot of work. And you have continued to do that work to benefit yourself. I think your colleagues, you know, by you going in and modeling in those fifth grade classrooms, you're actually, they need to learn maybe at that level, at that course C2, expanding their understanding because that will help get that integration piece down the road when they have some comfortable, when they feel comfortable, I should say, with computer science, with the vocabulary, because when you follow the standards, I think you really then hone in on vocabulary, and you've done a great job at Washington to create some common vocabulary. But as you said, you continue to learn. So what are you still wondering about the topic of computer science standards?
I'm wondering how in the world other districts are doing it, like if they're in a position, like I kind of sometimes feel like where I'm the only one that's like trying this, like are we the only one out there that, you know, one person is trying to do all of this or, so, you know, I'd love to be able to connect with some other people, but it's, you know, here we are. And yeah, so I'm wondering how I'm going to. It's honestly kind of scary to think, okay, if I'm done with code.org, that's so scripted for me. And then all of a sudden I'm going to have to be like putting all these plans together. Like, how am I going to do that? But it'll be okay. I'll get there. And, you know, there's more courses in code.org that I can go through that I think it'll make it easier when I pull other things together. But I am kind of worried about that. Like how, not worried. That's a worried is a strong word. Concerned is a strong word. It'll happen. I'm kind of jumbling this question, but
no, You're good. It's like wanting to know that you're not alone, right? That, yeah, like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think the benefit, or I don't know the right word. I just think Bridget and I are fortunate enough that we get to go into lots of different schools and see that you're not alone. And so Joan was gracious enough to host an elementary network of teachers that we're trying to do that to get more folks together so you all could share. So maybe now after COVID, we should maybe revisit that, because I think, at least for me, when I was in the middle school classroom, I was the only one. Mm-hmm. And so you feel isolated. So that's really part of what we try to do, mm-hmm. working with all of you. But no, you're not alone. We can confirm it. Nope. there's lots of districts, the rural, but also the urban ones, that have mm-hmm. computer science teams and are working to try to figure this out together. So we'll just keep sharing resources, just like you are sharing resources with the folks around you.
Mm-hmm. And I think we know a lot of teacher librarians are taking on that role at that elementary level. Mm-hmm. So when we think about building their capacity and networking, maybe Corey and I have got some work to do to keep connecting everyone, because now, especially in Iowa, with that requirement for that 2023-24 school year, with it being in the elementary, it feels real now. Mm-hmm. Where we could, you know, you were in the early stages, mm-hmm. but we have some folks that are like, this is their first year diving into those mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. So you definitely lead that way. I also feel like with the work you've done, I know I'm thinking maybe anxious about, maybe that's the word, but with your understanding of already what you've done and what you've learned about the standards, I think you're going to be able to look at other lessons and mm-hmm. different resources with a better lens.
I would agree. I would agree. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now we just got to find Joan more time in the day.
Right. Yeah. Find more time and we'll write that book and there we go, right?
Please reach out to us at cspodcast@gwaea.org and use our hashtag BYTECS, that's BYTECS, on social media.
And keep the conversations going until the next Byte of CS.